Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Oh, that's early. Story of my life. All righty. We are off to a great start on a wonderful Thursday. Felt like spring out there this morning.
Did you feel that, too? When I walked outside, I was like, woo, it's warm.
I had the windows down, man, going down Nall, looking at all the great lights, you know?
That's nice. Did you see the new stadium yet?
Nope. Nope, I didn't go that far.
That would be south.
Yeah, I didn't go that far south.
Yeah, you got off at 435 and took it north there, right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good job out of you. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's
nice day.
Very nice.
Rain last night, I guess. I don't know. I was asleep early last night.
It was raining on me this morning.
Was it? See, I didn't have any rain coming in at all. I ran out for a cup of coffee real fast. It was
still
like misting
rain.
A little bit, you know, out there, but
supposed
nothing.
To be super windy.
Oh, okay. So no golf today then.
No, unfortunately.
Can't get out there. The weather's going to be great. It's supposed to be 61 on Christmas. It's supposed to be 60s, you know, or mm-hmm. low 60s maybe the rest of the week and whatnot. So you need to get out there and get the links hit, man.
I know. It'll be fun to play on like Christmas morning.
Yeah.
I ain't got no kids. Well, you can go out there and walk it. Sounds great.
Do you think is the course open on Christmas morning?
No, nothing's open on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, what is it? Alex always says they eat Chinese food yep. on, he's a Jewish, obviously, there, and he says they always eat Chinese food. Him mm-hmm. and Heisler both said that.
That's right, like exactly, yeah.
Christmas Eve, Chinese food, or right. Christmas night, Chinese food.
Chinese like, food, yeah.
Actually, I'm not Jewish, but I would smash Chinese food.
I'm not Jewish, and that's what we did every year.
Yeah,
I still do every year.
I'm always the same way about that. I'm always wanting to get Chinese food on Christmas. I just like Chinese food. Princess Garden has the best egg rolls. I've said this before in town, like 84th and Warnell or whatever. They're
not
frozen.
What is the difference between an egg roll and a spring roll?
The egg roll is a thicker wrapper. It's a thicker thing. Okay. A spring roll is a little bit thinner, like a cigar versus a cigarette type of thing.
Egg roll has meat too, right?
Well, I think a spring roll can have meat as well. You can do a vegetable egg roll. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Like a shrimp spring roll? Yeah.
It's an egg roll. I mean, figure it out. You do whatever the hell
it's
you
chicken.
Want. You know? Yeah, exactly. It's an egg roll. I mean,
Aquapennies has those shrimp spring rolls that they bring out in this wonderful tray.
What
great
are they
presentation.
Do when the penny goes away?
Yeah, that's exactly. It's going to be aquas.
Aqua dime, baby.
Yeah, aquas and bamboo and all that kind of stuff. But no, I think, you know, the spring roll is good, but the egg roll, if you do the egg roll right, it is the best. And Princess Garden is the place that does it right here in Kansas City because, I mean, they're fresh. They're not frozen. Everybody else is using these frozen egg rolls and whatnot. Like, these are fresh handmade egg rolls at Princess Garden. I love them right there. So, you know, hell give me a good egg roll for Christmas. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did P.F. Chang's on the plaza every year growing up.
Hell yeah, lettuce wraps.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, our friend Gene thinks that's the best restaurant in the world is P.F. Chang's.
It's damn good.
Yeah, the lettuce wraps. Yeah.
I love Gene.
Gene is like in and out and Whataburger and P.F. Chang's.
We'll get lettuce wrap appetizers, and then the guy will come back and what can I do for you? I'll do the lettuce wraps. He's like, oh, okay. Don't question me, man. Just keep going. Keep going. I know it's weird.
Just bring those lettuce wraps, man.
Oh,
they're so good.
Just dunk it in the soy sauce.
Oh, yeah. And then they sell it at their grocer's freezer. You know, it's never
the same.
It never is.
They do
it's just
a lot
not.
Of stuff. They have like Jack Stack stuff. They've got like
White Castle, first of all. Yeah. Well,
that might be better.
It may be.
That might be the anomaly.
Yeah.
Mac, we've had White Castle.
You don't start.
Yeah,
only
don't
Crystal. I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, Crystal's terrible too. Ugh. I mean, the one at the end of Bourbon Street is just like, I mean, that's the only one I've ever seen, and I'm like, ugh, God.
And I didn't even have it at Crystal. I had it in a high school press box halftime in the middle of a football game.
Oh my God!
Early season summer.
Somebody catered that in.
Early season
that,
summer.
That had to be in the South, right?
It was in Wyoming, actually.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yes. Nice.
Oh wow.
BBL stinky.
I got some sandwiches. There for you. I think I'll starve.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you, Betty. Exactly. I appreciate it. But those Crystal burgers with those onions have been sitting out for a while, man. I'm going to take a free pass on that one.
Ugh. I never had Crystals. Same thing, though. It's like Steak and Shake.
So.
And what's the other one that's similar to Steak and Shake?
There was Freddy's.
Yeah. Steak and Shake. Crystal, White Castle. You know, you got a lot of those, you know, that are kind of the similar type of stuff. But I think ultimately, I mean, I guess White Castle does it better. I don't know. They're more of the brand name, if you will, than, you know, Crystal. I think they're a little bit bigger than Crystal, but, you know, not much. I would imagine a lot of those White Castles have closed over the years, as you know, being here. You know, we don't have them anymore.
I've had a few Crystals, but they weren't restaurants. So tonight, speaking of good, I don't know, and maybe this is just prisoner of the moment, pretty late to have a significant game like we're having tonight.
Yeah.
11-3 versus 11-3 in Seattle, Rams versus the Seahawks tonight. Pretty wild game could be tonight, because we'll talk to Ben Maller a little bit more about this later on, as he'll join us at 7:15. But, man, what a game this has. So many storylines, too. Is Seattle real? Because I would assume that if they win, well, damn it, we won't have a Max Pack next week. But I would assume if they win this game, they would slide in, correct?
It depends on what else would happen, but that would give them a big shot. Yeah, beating LA. I mean,
last time they played this game, Sam Darnold, 4 interceptions.
Yep.
And this was a big game. This is also a big game.
Yep. We Number one on my Max Pack, by the way, are the Rams. So that would be a huge deal.
We talk about how, you know, how you have to prove it in big times, how with all the pressure in the world, I think, is on Josh Allen this year to win the Super Bowl. We can all agree to that.
Oh, God, yes. More pressure on him or Sean McDermott?
Allen.
Okay. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
You know, McDermott does exactly what Josh Allen does. And if Josh Allen fails and McDermott's out, get rid of Josh Allen.
No.
If Josh Allen wins the Super Bowl, then Sean McDermott's like, all right, statue at the new stadium, low mark.
No, yeah.
And
yeah.
So, but Sam Darnold is the conversation, I think, tonight. Because Sam Darnold, even though he has already quieted a bunch of haters, because he has, and he is well deserved, there's still a group of truthers that are like, okay, that's cool, but when it matters most, can you be this Sam Darnold, or do you go back to the old Sam Darnold and the pumpkin, you know, rots away?
Yeah.
And that's tonight, right? Like, you're playing at home on a short week, which should be a massive advantage for you. You're underdogs at home, and you're playing the team that if you win, you I mean, the seeding jumps so crazy in this game because obviously San Francisco is still looming. You have the Rams and the Seahawks at the same record, and it's Thursday night football, and it's week 16. Mm-hmm. And this game is a combined record 22-6.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, obviously the NFL, you know, swung and missed on the script when they were scheduling this game because this game should have been a 3 o'clock game on Sunday afternoon or a Sunday night game, not a short week game. This game has got a lot of drama, though, added
to it. And correction, Seattle is favored by 1.5.
Okay.
But yep. I mean,
well, and they should be.
Flip a coin.
Yeah, right. Yep. It's a coin flip type thing, but they should be favored because what we're looking at and the situation that LA is going through. First of all, Puka's right. a mess. I mean, I don't know what's going on there. His brother's now stealing a car
Who
from an
said
NBA
it yesterday?
Player. Yeah. I mean, did you see the brother now allegedly stealing the car from the NBA player last night?
Oh, my God.
Some Laker, yeah, got his car stolen, and now they're sending it back to Puka's brother as the guy who stole his car, a UFL player, by the way.
What's going on?
And then Puka's on the headset doing stupid things as well. That's not the only thing that LA is going through. I don't know if you guys saw this story yesterday. So apparently Sean McVay is sick, right? So he flew separately to Seattle to not contaminate the plane of his team.
Yeah.
Long story short, the plane that the team was on was busted, and so they had to delay the flight, and there was all kinds of travel situations. They had to end up taking two more planes that they just like found in L.A. to get these guys to Seattle. So there's a lot of drama right now.
And McVay just had a child, right?
Did he?
Is that true?
I thought that's what they said.
Oh, did he?
I know last week there was the sick thing.
Oh, the sick thing was because I saw they had a separate plane for him because he was sick or something.
Last week he flew separately.
Okay.
And I think this week his wife just gave birth to a son.
So he's flying separately again then this week too.
Probably.
But
I saw what you're talking about with the trouble with the airlines.
Yeah. So
Christian Alexander McVay.
I love that name.
The next quarterback for the Rams.
What a great name.
Can he play?
Yeah. Christian Alexander McVay. I love it, man. Chris Alexander. Yeah. I love it. What a great name. Seriously, great
name. Can Sean McVay do anything wrong, Bob?
No, not in my mind. You know I'm in love with Sean McVay. We did. Yes, we absolutely did, and it was broken up by the Rams PR guy. I'm still pissed. Artist to this day.
That's a bigger CB than Dana Wright.
BBL stinky. So the Rams have a lot of drama going on, right? They do. They have a lot of drama going on. So it'll be interesting to see how that carries over and whatnot, especially on a short week. The road team never does well. You know, on these short weeks traveling, it is the same time zone, you know.
Especially late in the season.
Yeah, late in the season. But the Darnold thing is interesting to me because if he goes out there and stinks it up, he could be part of what I think is going to be the biggest quarterback carousel that we've seen in a long time this offseason, right? I mean, Burrow wants out, obviously. The Cardinals are going to be looking for a new quarterback. Miami's got their thing going on. Yeah, that's right. Miami, too, has got fired in Miami. The Raiders have a quarterback situation, but Geno Smith still has two more years left on that contract down there in Las Vegas, but they're going to probably punt on him. I mean, the Jets are probably looking for a new quarterback. The Falcons may be in business for a new quarterback. Who the hell knows what's going on with Michael Penix? Arizona, Minnesota, maybe. Like, if Joe Burrow truly is available, the quarterback carousel this offseason is going to be insane because then Cincinnati's involved in who they need to, you know, get at their quarterback spot. Cleveland needs a quarterback. I mean, I think the quarterback situation is going to be wild. So if you're a Seattle fan, you are hoping and praying with all your might that Sam Darnold goes out there and performs well because you do not want to be in the middle of a quarterback carousel like it's going to be this offseason because there's not going to be enough good quarterbacks for all the chairs that are clearly available this offseason. And there's going to be a lot, man.
Yeah, it could be an interesting offseason. Plus, you've got trades that could be happening. You have moves that could be happening. You have teams that didn't perform the way that they wanted to, and they will, you know, roster reconstructure. You're talking about one that's locally here with the Kansas City Chiefs. This game tonight, I mean, it's obviously got Chick-fil-A breakfast on the line tomorrow for Mac and myself. Good thing it's payday.
That was strategic.
Yeah, very much so. But no, I'm interested in this game because this is going to be a playoff-type game, and it's Thursday Night Football. It's leading spearheadedly into the weekend that it's just absolutely loaded with football. Two NFL games on Saturday, three bowl games on Saturday, one on Friday, and then obviously the Sunday slate is there.
Is anybody watching the bowl games on Saturday compared to what the NFL games are? Because you got the Bears and Packers going up against like James Madison taking on Duquesne. Like, I don't know that a lot of people are going to. I think college gets wrecked this weekend in the ranking or in the ratings.
You could have the two TV setup outside.
You could. Absolutely, you could if it is nice enough. But I'm thinking from a rating standpoint, standpoint. Yeah. Like the highest rated game of the year for college football was Army-Navy this year. And only less than 8 million people watched that game. Less than 8 million people watched that game. And that was the highest ranking game, rated game of the college football season. I know Washington-Philadelphia isn't much of a game, and then that's the early one, so you can punt on that one. But that late game with Chicago and Green Bay, that's a big-time game. And I know the college football thing is big, but, man, the NFL doesn't care who you are. They just run right over you.
Yeah. I think that's why college football's biggest game is on a Friday night standalone.
Exactly.
And why they put their biggest Saturday game at 11 a.m. before 11 a.m. any NFL starts.
Yep. Yep. No, it's absolute strategy by college football, and it's smart to do it that way, and it's the right way to do it that way, because college football could roll out a great game, and the NFL could roll out Bob versus Dusty, and everybody goes, oh, it's the NFL. We're going to get 20 million people to watch because it's the NFL. And so you put the college game at a disadvantage, but this is the NFL's world. Everybody else is just living in it. And, you know, that's why if you were college football, last weekend was a dead weekend on Saturday. Other than Army-Navy, there was nothing else going on. You should have started the college football playoff last weekend.
Or conference play in basketball.
Yeah, that too. Like that was a wasted weekend.
They put their two best games at 8:30 and 10:30. College basketball did last Saturday. Abysmal. Coming up on the other side, roster reconstruction. It starts with maybe trading big names that you might have to think about doing. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
I feel like when I hear this song, Monday Night Raw just started.
We are live at the T-Mobile Arena in a sold-out crowd.
I don't get to see John Cena anymore. That sucks. But either way.
All right, here we go. Big money, big money. No whammy.
So,
conniving during those things. Let's talk Chiefs here for a second. Because before the season started, just collecting receipts.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all three thought, well, surely they'll sign McDuffie this offseason.
That was the plan. Yep.
Like going into when I was going to Gulf Shores,
mm-hmm.
I was like, hey guys, I'll see you in a week. Let me know if McDuffie signs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when McDuffie was George Karloftis that got signed, right?
Was that this year or last year now?
That was this year.
Was it this year?
Yeah. Okay. It was this summer. And, you know, I think everybody was like, oh, okay. And at the time, right, a lot of people were saying, oh, Karloftis, you know, they're hoping that the production will take an uptick and that they kind of get early on that contract.
Right.
Well, to me, that's one that kind of stung in the lip like it has other people in the past. That's one. And so when you look at this and you think about what's next for the Kansas City Chiefs in a year that didn't go the way they wanted it to, you've got to make drastic decisions, uh-huh. right? And we've talked about how that starts with Clark Hunt and Andy Reid and how they can readjust the roster. Because we do assume that the tight end will probably take his way out. We don't know what they're going to do with Chris Jones next year, but there is a big looming question mark on what happens with 22.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's teams out there that also might not have been successful either. And that's where I think you've kind of got to attack this, is where you look at this sort of thing like, okay, how do trades start? And this is just the, you know, the chicken noodle soup for NFL trades.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you need? Well, we need defense. Well, what do you need? Well, we need a running back. My attention went straight to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We know that Tampa's going to throw the ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
I assume Mike Evans might come back for one more year.
But he's a free agent.
He is a free agent, but again, he could have left Tampa Bay this past year and he stayed home.
Right.
Him and Baker have that connection. They've also got Chris Godwin. They've got Emeka Buka, who is a rookie this year. And Baker's always going to throw, right? By the way, they have two running backs in their backfield, and Rashard White, local kid, and they've got Bucky Irving.
And they have Sean Tucker.
And a new up-and-coming in Sean Tucker, yep. who's just a bulldozer, dude.
All three of which would be the lead back in our backfield.
Well, that's not saying much.
No, right. It's not. We're 32nd, probably. You're right.
Bucky Irving is quite the talent.
Very good.
Now, Rashard White will be a free agent.
Yep.
So he's in that room with Breece Hall, Rico Dowdle, those running backs that maybe mm-hmm. you'd think you'd make it work. Why not trade Trent McDuffie for Bucky Irving?
Well, I don't mind that trade at all.
Anyway, it's better. 2 more years on his contract.
Okay, and that's even better. And then that's good for the Chiefs. And so let's get in the Wayback Machine, if we can, to kind of set up where we were. Because you went to the Gulf Shores and Karloftis got signed. Mm. And sometimes the best laid plans don't always happen, right? So that was back in, what, July, let's just say,
yeah,
right?
Mid-July,
right? And you're headed down to Gulf Shores, and the talk starts about
what
we're going to do this offseason and kind of what the plan is. And so I talked to people over at Arrowhead a lot, right? And so the plan going into this season was to get those long-term deals with McDuffie and Rashee Rice taken care of. That was before the season started, right? And then we get to the trade deadline, and everybody's talking about Breece Hall, and the Chiefs didn't want to give up a third, you know, to go get Breece Hall. Hindsight being 2020, obviously the right decision to make, you know, because of where you are right now, but maybe you're a couple of games better. I don't know that you're a playoff team with Breece Hall. I don't know the answer to that question. None of us will ever do. But you still have your third round draft pick, right? You didn't want to give that up. Breece Hall is now reaching free agency, and this situation involving the Chiefs has spiraled down. And so the best laid plans in July and even October and November, where we still want to sign Rashee Rice and Trent McDuffie and get them signed up long term. As time starts to tick away, plans start to change. When you start to survey what's going on and you realize, wow, we have a lot more holes on this roster than we ever thought. How do we repair these holes? What's been the biggest move that we've made to repair these holes? We traded one of the biggest players on our team and got Trent McDuffie and the draft picks for Karloftis and all this and rebuilt our roster basically in one fell swoop by going out there and trading Tyreek Hill. And I think Trent McDuffie kind of falls into that same category for this team. When you look at the roster of a guy that you could trade and get the most back for in return, Trent McDuffie is probably number one, right, on this roster. You're not counting Mahomes. You're not counting Chris Jones. You're not counting Travis Kelce or anybody like that. I think if you look at this roster and you're honest with yourself, probably Trent McDuffie is the one guy that's going to get you the most back in return. I would imagine Rashee Rice would probably get you some back in return as well.
This is the thanks text guy, but Josh Simmons would give you the most.
Okay.
But you're right.
Yeah,
but I'm not considering
him as a trade candidate right now.
No,
right?
No.
I'm looking at guys.
You don't?
No, I don't know.
Isn't everybody in Fesco's mindset available except for Patrick Mahomes?
But I think this guy, I think he's more of a future part of this team. I would put Josh Simmons probably in that category too. Now, again,
so there's two.
If somebody called you and made you some stupid offer for Josh Simmons, well, then you know you got to take it. So I think what the Chiefs are going to be doing this offseason is going to be a lot of roster turnover, guys. And this goes back to the old Seinfeld bit of, we're cheering for laundry, and you have to remember that, because over the last 10 years when the Chiefs were winning, save Chris Jones, Patrick Mahomes, and Travis Kelce, the entire roster has been turned over, right? The entire roster has been turned over. And so it's okay to allow guys to go, because for 10 years, this organization has shown you they know how to go out there and acquire guys. They deserve the benefit of the doubt for this offseason. Mm-hmm. So I am really, truly excited to see what moves they're going to make, what they can get back. If you trade Trent McDuffie to Tampa, Jeremy Fowler reported Tampa yesterday could be a logical landing spot for Trent McDuffie.
And that's why the conversation has started where it has.
Yeah. It has, because nationally yesterday they started. It wasn't just us for the last couple of weeks talking about it. It's now reached national levels. I would be shocked if Trent McDuffie is part of this team next year. I would be stunned if he is still on this roster
next
year.
Which is how wild the year was, because you had the theory that since he was in that picture, he was one of the guys. You remember that?
Yes, that's right.
And, you're like,
and then the season happened. And that's why I said, things happen that change the narrative of what we knew in August about this team is not the same as we know right now. Same thing for the Royals right now. We may be sitting here going, hey, man, they did enough. They got their outfield bats and everything's good. And then you get into the season, you're like, man, maybe they should have added an extra bat. These guys weren't as good as maybe we thought they were, right? Right. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where we are with this team right now. When you have a below par season, when you miss the playoffs, everything is under scrutiny, and every player, for the most part, is available. And you have to find a way to make your roster better. And Trent McDuffie can make your roster so much better by being traded and getting those picks back in return. And then obviously hitting on those draft picks, coupled with probably a top 10 pick this year, right? Maybe a top 15 pick this year. This could be the offseason that we've dreamed of to rebuild this roster and start Dynasty 2.0 LFG Chiefs.
Matt, because somebody said on the text line, if you're going to get Bucky Irving, you should get some more in return, and you agree
with
that.
Well, obviously, yeah. You're not doing a one-for-one at that point in time.
Yeah, this isn't the Clinton Portis, you know, Champ Bailey. Because at the time, Clinton Portis was probably like top three back, and Champ Bailey was the number one corner in football. Yeah. Trent McDuffie's probably the third or fourth best corner in football.
He's a top five.
And yeah, Bucky Irving is a lower tier, the top 10 in running backs.
Right. Probably. He's good for what we don't have, correct, but he's not worth Trent McDuffie one for one. No way.
And the value of the position's much different, right? Everyone needs a corner. Everyone can find a running back besides Kansas City for the last 5 years. So I would say I'm team get picks for McDuffie, and I'm team get a established running back in free agency, i.e. Breece Hall.
And that's where I'm leaning too, I think. I think that's kind of where I'm leaning. I think you may overspend for Breece Hall, but you know what? Sometimes you just have to bite the bullet, right?
Sorry.
Sometimes you just have to bite the bullet. You put yourself in this situation. It's like when you don't take care of your car and do all the proper maintenance, and then it breaks down. You're like, I don't know what I did wrong. Well, you didn't do anything. Like this season, you got to overspend this offseason, right? You made your wife mad. You got to go apologize. So you got to buy the big gift or whatever the hell she wants, right?
Apologize.
And so that's kind of where they are this offseason. They're not achieving has led to them having to go out and maybe overspend in free agency. I do like your plan better, and I was going to say that. I'm leaning more towards if you could sign Breece Hall, that would be huge for this team, and then trade McDuffie for picks, that would be even bigger for this team. Because now, oh my God, with the way that Veach has drafted over the last 8 to 10 years, with Breece Hall coming in to give you that running back that you haven't had and now loaded up on picks, you have flipped the team immediately. That's an immediate flip of your organization.
Because if you like that theory, Mac's theory is don't trade for Bucky Irving because the guy that's the local kid's a free agent.
Rashad White, 25 years old, free agent. He can catch passes out of the backfield. He can run between
the
tackles.
You're going to need more than one running back.
Absolutely. You get trade McDuffie, get some picks, use one of those picks on a running back, get Rashad White in free agency. You've got now those two plus Rashard Smith.
Then you're back on the Brett Veach trip.
Yeah.
Now I
will say this. You know, a good plan is nice. Will Andy okay this plan and say, yes, it's time to get that bell cow running back in here because the league has changed. Everybody's adjusted to the Chiefs. This is the first time they truly have to adjust to the league.
And that's a popular question that we keep getting on the text line. Like, why would we go out and spend on running backs? Why would we spend draft capital on running back? Andy doesn't use running backs. Let me explain this to you as much as possible that I can very simply. Andy Reid's quarterback that is the star of his coaching career has never torn his ACL. Things will have to change.
Things have to change, and Andy has to be willing to.
And I'm sorry, but Andy Reid is not invincible. And if he can't change and they can't be productive, we will see the way it ended in Philadelphia. We just will. Yeah. And I think that he knows that. Burn me once, that's on me.
Right.
I can't get burned again. I won't burn myself again. My quarterback's knee has been surgically repaired. I have to adjust to this. We have to do something when it comes to running the football. And they haven't really had that because they haven't made that a, you know, priority. So now it is a priority. Now it is a priority on Andy Reid to change his offensive scheme. And like Bob has said, and we have said on the show, the league caught up. Where you zigged, they zagged. They adjusted their defense. Right. You look at the Chargers. You look at the Broncos.
And it took 10 years for that to happen. So that's a pretty good run.
And somebody says, you know, Sauce Gardner got 2 number one picks. That was a desperation move.
And Sauce Gardner was extended for a very long time, too.
Correct. So I don't know if McDuffie gets a first-round pick.
No.
But I think he could definitely get a second and a fourth.
100%.
Yeah, if you could sign like that. Yeah, you would take that. Yeah, the difference is Sauce Gardner was signed. You don't have to worry about him becoming a free agent, and you get more for players when you trade them with more years left on their contract.
If you get a second and a fourth, you know, then you're picking, let's say they're picking 12th. They're going to pick 12th. They're going to pick 12th again, and they're going to pick, like, 18th. You know, in that draft spot. So they're going to pick, they get the 12th pick, then they would get like the 41st or 42nd pick, and then maybe get like the 47th pick.
Yeah.
Bing, bing, bing.
12, that. 42, and whatever you say.
Yeah, like 40, 50, 48. Wherever that team that you traded
three
with.
Three picks in the top 50 is what you're basically saying for Brett Veach.
And then there you go.
Smash.
Brett, here's the silver platter.
Yeah.
Make it a great dinner. You're not getting a spoon, flour, and, you know, a pan. You're getting all the ingredients to make a successful dinner. Now it's time to put it together and do it right because not only do we put pressure on Andy, we put pressure on Clark, we put pressure on Brett.
Yep.
Because now you are having like, hey, we got all the money in the world to make it a great Christmas. All right, what do you want? This is what I want. Don't give me socks, batteries, toothbrush heads. I don't want that this year.
And that falls back on Clark, allowing him to have a budget that's not what I like for Christmas, which is socks, toothbrush heads, and AAA batteries.
But the draft has nothing to do with Clark.
No.
It has everything to do with Brett. And if he gets those resources where he gets to finally pick where it's like, all right, let's do this, right? Like, I got time here. Like, I've nailed it with defensive backs. I've got a few question marks open at receiver right now on the roster, and I got my left tackle. Now, if you can build the next wave, then all of a sudden it's like, hey, that goes back to 22 when you got Chenault and McDuffie and Cook and Karloftis. Now it's like, okay, that was a good one. Mm-hmm. Now let's double down and have a good one offensively.
And it's good when you're not picking 31 or 32 every year, because people do forget that 31 and 32 pick is not just the first round. It's every round. It's every single round you're picking at the end of that round. Now you get the opportunity to pick high in those rounds, and I think it's going to be something that is just spectacular here, you know, in Kansas City. And the running back, too, you know, as the involvement of the NFL has come, we've seen a lot of, you know, the national blowhards talk this week and dance about the Chiefs. But the running back also gives you another opportunity of a way to win a game instead of just constantly relying on Patrick Mahomes to have to carry you to win a game. The running back takes that pressure off of Patrick Mahomes. And as he gets older and he's got the knee surgery now, you want to put him in as favorable a position as you possibly can. And so surrounding him now with the best people as he begins to age is something that we need to do. And so that's the way you have to look at it, because for the last 10 years, Pat will take care of it. Pat will take care of it. Pat will take care of it. Mm-hmm. You know, eventually Pat couldn't take care of it anymore because the league caught up to Pat. Now you add in a new wrinkle, and now you've got Pat and running back can take care of it. And there's a two-headed monster back there. And it's not just a one-dimensional predictable offense that Andy ran this year.
So go ahead if you had something there.
I was just going to say there's not one good offense in the NFL now 2 years in a row that does not, unless you count Kansas City last year, which I don't think they were a great offense, doesn't have a running game. Not one good team in the NFL doesn't have a running game. This is part of it.
Yeah, it's the new league now. And again, you have to adjust. And I give Andy and Brett and all those guys the benefit of the doubt that they will adjust. I mean, Andy's been one of the great adjusters in his entire coaching career. Not just in Kansas City, but in Philadelphia, right? He was always adjusting. It just happened to all come together and ahead at one time. And now again, as somebody told me in the organization, missing the playoffs and having this season could be the best thing that happened to this organization. Because if it resets them and refocuses everybody and revives everybody and gives everybody an extra month just to kind of rest both mentally and physically, and you do it the right way and comes, you know, July when training camp starts and we got all these new weapons and great draft picks and everything everybody's excited about, then yeah, you used failure in the right way. It's not about failing. It's how you respond from that failure. That's what leadership's about. That's what sports life is about. You fail. How am I going to respond? I expect the Chiefs to respond in a good way because I got great people in charge.
They did fail this season when it comes to making the playoffs, but now the failure becomes a audition, right? So you go into this game against Tennessee, then you move on to the Raiders or the Broncos game, then the Raiders game. Now you're going to get to see guys that maybe you haven't seen all year that you've asked questions about. Maybe we see a more heavy spotlight on Noel Williams. Maybe we see a heavier spotlight on a Gelati. So I ask, you know, when you watch this game on Sunday, because we know that you will, who are you wanting to see more of and who will your attention be on?
I love Gelati. I mean,
is it the hair?
No, it was the fat guy interception, not going to lie. Him back in coverage, you know, I'm not a big fan of that, obviously. But, you know, there are defenses that zone, read, defense, whatever the hell they call it. Guys are out there, the linemen drop back into coverage. So something like that does happen. If he can't get to the quarterback, he might as well just drop back into pass coverage, right? Ooh. Which was a good move by Spags at that point in time. But I he had a sack in that game. He had an interception in that game. I am craving, guys, and I don't know about you, for defensive line play. Like just the front four. I we've not had that in a while, and so all year. So I would really, really, really like to watch Ashton Gelati go out there and see what he can do and see how he can play and see if he can, you know, wreck a game. And I know these games are meaningless, but it's not meaningless for some of these guys to gain some confidence and see success in the NFL. Going into the offseason, if you're Gelati and you go, man, those last four games I played, yeah, I really can play in this league. I feel good going into the offseason. That's kind of what you want as well. I'd like to see Breshard Smith, man. Maybe we do have a running back and we just don't know about it because we have not been given the opportunity to see that running back that's on this roster right now. I'd like to see what we, not saying that you don't go out and get a running back, but I'd like to see what we have in Breshard Smith. And if he goes out there and plays well these last three games, you're going to have to start to wonder, why weren't we utilizing him a little bit earlier in the season, right?
Go look at what Pittsburgh's doing to Kenneth Gainwell.
Yep. No,
Where's that Damian Pierce? Has he learned the playbook yet? Yeah, or is it still too hard for him to learn? Like that stuff
Elijah
I don't
Mitchell exists? Yeah. Like, no, it's ridiculous. There's no way that those guys don't have more juice than Clyde Edwards-Helaire or Isaiah Pacheco at this point in the career. I'll stick with the offense. I mean, this team Running backs, right? They only have one, and that's Rashard Smith. You need to see him play. Wide receivers, they only have three on the team next year. That's Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, and a guy who we have not seen, who I talked about all training camp, and I saw him in OTAs.
Jake,
this guy's a beast.
Bringing stools back. I saw he's bringing his stool back.
Yeah, I love it.
It's another guy. No, I'm excited about it because hopefully we get to see him play. But Jalen Royals, like, this guy needs to be in the game. The fact that
he's
not
on the IR.
No, he's active.
Somebody had said, oh, he's on the IR, and I'm like, oh, all right.
No, so that's what's next to Elijah Mitchell and Damian Pierce.
Yeah.
Like a big bodied, I know he's not 6'4 like we've talked about, but he's 6'1, very strong, doesn't look like a rookie. Like, he was great at route running. I know he got hurt at the beginning of the season. He was on IR or just the first 3 weeks of the season or something like that.
Yeah.
But again, it's been 2 months, 3 months. Where is he? Again, this team does not have any wide receivers in the future. And they need to see if he's got anything.
Yeah, you have to let him out there and see. I saw Gardner Minshew's press conference yesterday, and he says he owes it to the fans to go out there and try to win. No, you don't.
No.
Fans want a draft pick, Gardner.
Trust me.
There's no fan going, we need to win this one this week, right? Like, I don't think there are.
No.
Maybe there are some people out there that are still in, you know, la-la land where every game matters and whatnot. But at this point of the season, I'm not a tank guy, but I don't want to win these last three games. There's no reason to win these last three games, right? You want to get the best draft pick you could possibly get. The season's already over. You might as well benefit from a bad season and continue to have a bad season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys in on that?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be at that game on Sunday, and I won't be like rooting against the Chiefs by any means, but if they lose, I will walk out and be like, sweet.
Like, it's a win-win.
It is a win-win.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. It is a win-win.
What do you get for Rashee Rice? The second-round pick?
Well, he was a...
What's this, his third year? So he's got one more year under contract.
And he was a second-round pick.
He was a second-round pick. Yeah, I mean, I don't
probably.
Know. You probably get a third or something. You never get the same value back in return, you know?
And if he does go out there and ball, you probably get like some sort of compensatory pick, and you don't have to sign that contract.
Yeah. You don't have to sign the contract. And
we saw what George Pickens is expected to get, $32 million a year.
Yeah, but Rashee Rice, I know he's the next or could potentially be the next. He doesn't deserve any sort of money like that. That guy's got a case of the drops and the ability to stay on the field.
Everybody in the text line's with you. They want to see Jalen Royals.
Good.
Well, why not? I mean, right. We always love the unknown. Like, why isn't that guy playing?
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm more excited to see, like, Rashard Smith, Gelati type players, or if I'm excited to see just Gardner just not give a piss.
Let's go.
Dude, you know what I mean?
Like, Gardner just throwing to Kelsey for the next three games, man. Seriously, open the floodgates and just feed Travis the rest of the way, too.
Yeah. I don't understand this. Nothing like starting Dynasty 2.0 is suck for luck. Classy. I don't
understand what that. Oh, they're mad that we think they should lose to get a better draft pick. Classy.
We don't have to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
So
the higher up we pick, the better player we can get, and the higher up we pick means there could be potentially two quarterbacks, so better players are left there in the draft. Like, this ain't Pollyanna world, pal.
And this isn't where we want to be.
Right.
913. We wanted to be in the playoffs.
Right.
We wanted to be going for this. We don't want a Dynasty 2.0. We want Dynasty 1.0 to keep going.
Yeah, and it's not. It's over.
And
so we got to start 2.0. And the best way to start 2.0 is get the best draft picks available to move this thing forward. Are you going to be satisfied if they beat the Tennessee Titans and they're 7-8? Like, is that going to make your Christmas? BBL stinky. I mean, that's a bad take. I mean, it really is. It's a take that says you just don't quite understand what's going on, and that's okay. We'll explain it to you. But if they win, it hurts the future.
Maybe that's like Gene Hackman from The Replacements. Can you elaborate on that? Heart. Miles and miles of heart. R.I.P. to Gene. I forgot we lost that.
Yeah, we lost him this year, I think.
That was this year?
Yeah.
Damn. He died in his house with his wife.
Yeah, and that's right. That was February. That was right after the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that's right.
That monoxide or whatever was going on in their house.
Yeah, that's right. Him and his wife. And they couldn't figure out what it was. And we lost Rob Reiner and his wife. I guess the news of the day is don't get married.
Been trying to tell you guys for months. Coming up on the other side, this guy is getting married, and this could be the end, but there's a fun idea you could see coming up here next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
So a fun idea gets tossed around on Twitter, and it gets a little bit of attention. The Chiefs should let Travis Kelce play quarterback the rest of the season. Go crazy, big guy. You've earned it.
Yeah, that comes from at Crown City King on X yesterday. I thought that was kind of a fun idea, right? I mean, we've all just said out loud the last three games, who the hell cares if you win or lose? And that losing is better for the future of the Kansas City Chiefs because there's nothing that can be gained in the present by winning these games. The only thing that you can do by winning games, get Andy Reid a couple of more wins, obviously, for his career, but you just continue to move yourself down the draft order. And the one thing that we've all said now is that we need a big cleansing, and you know, higher draft picks are going to be beneficial for this organization. And so when he tweeted that out last night, I'm like, that's a damn good kind of fun way to go for the rest of the season. Do you think we'll get a Travis Kelce pass in one of these final three games? Because we haven't seen it since that Giant game at the Meadowlands where he threw the interception when Alex Smith was still the starting quarterback, you know, of this organization. And so in the last three games, do you think we'll get Travis Kelce throwing it around and having some fun and Andy allowing him to do, you know, something like that? Because I would love to see it. I'd love to see all the Travis Kelce trick plays over these last three games.
I think the last pass we saw, it went to Kadarius Toney behind the backwards.
Well, that's
back.
Right, that one.
And that's minus 200 to see that. We're seeing a lateral these last 3 weeks.
But to who?
Just someone. He's throwing it to someone, man.
But no, I think it would be fun, right? Like, roll Travis out there. Let's see what we can do and do whatever. I mean, you know, this is what it should be about. It should be about celebrating Travis Kelce over these last three games. There should be nothing else on the mind of this organization over these last three games, in my opinion, than finding the best way to let Travis Kelce, A, get to 1,000 yards, B, have some fun, celebrate the great tight end, because I think everybody is, you know, convinced for the most part that he's probably not coming back next year, right? Yeah. I mean, he called them the Chiefs, you know, yesterday instead of we. And so that took off like wildfire, as we knew it would. So let's go out there and let's just have fun with Travis these next three games.
I will say that somebody says Travis Kelce already has three picks this year, Tua 2.0.
Pretty funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
And fair. But a lot of people said, well, why would Travis go out like this? Did you guys see the injury report yesterday?
It was a mile long. I'm still reading it.
I mean, it was every player that you can think of, from Trey Smith to Chris Jones to Leo Chenault to Trent McDuffie.
Everybody's on
there. You know whose name wasn't on there?
Travis Kelce.
You know who can go out in the final three games with nothing to lose, nothing to prove, and everything to gain? Travis Kelce.
That's right.
So now he does get to go out. There's no Mahomes shadow that he'll be, you know, playing under. Not that that is a thing, but I mean, it's not going to be a, wow, look at this great throw from Patrick and Travis just happened to be there. It's going to be like 87's on the field and that's it. Like 15's not out there. Obviously other players will be out there, but the sole leader of this dynasty with Patrick, not the sole leader, but one of the core leaders of this dynasty might be the only one playing on Sunday for the next couple of weeks. I assume Chris will probably play. There are probably incentives in his contract to do some things. Yes, we know that time of the year is coming where...
Is he close enough to any of those incentives?
I don't know, but maybe games played.
Snaps
maybe
or something. Yeah.
Correct. Or, you know, he might... Another sack might get him, you know, $150,000. I don't know. If you had $150,000. the thing is that it will be kind of like the swan song without the swan song, because that's what somebody said. A lot of people were saying yesterday, well, why didn't he have like a farewell tour? These next three games are that.
Yeah,
because
expect that.
He's going to be the only guy. Bob had said yesterday he's 203 yards shy of getting to 1,000. And it's going to be all focus on him, because like Bob had said yesterday when we played that, you know, hey, we is not what was said. It was the Chiefs is what was said. And so now you have the opportunity that, yes, we know it's not about me, but Travis, by God, with no playoffs in the future and your quarterback having surgery, it's about you. Go own it. Go have fun. Go dominate. And then when it's all said and done in Vegas and you're blowing the kiss to the stands and there's a press conference a couple weeks later where you say this is it and it's as emotional as it was with Jason, at least you're going to be able to go out and be the guy for the next three games, and it should be fun.
Yeah, do you have that audio by chance from yesterday, just in case some people didn't hear it, that was floating around with Travis referring to the Chiefs as the Chiefs instead of we when he was talking about Patrick Mahomes?
And, you know, battled through everything, and he's going to battle through this. It's the only way this guy is wired, man. He's a fearless warrior when it comes to this football thing, and he's going to make sure that he comes back stronger than ever, and you know, hopefully the Chiefs can get him back as soon as possible. I know right now it's kind of right around that week one or the beginning of the season next year. So I know he's going to be doing everything he can to get back out on that field for the Chiefs as soon as possible, man.
And that's all you need to know. I think right then and there, I think kind of put the door closed on the future of Travis Kelce. Twice he referred to them as the Chiefs and not we. Now, I do understand he is not under contract next year. I get all of that and whatnot, but still, I mean, if he wants to come back, you know, he'd come back. I'm just throwing that out there so Mr. Textline doesn't wade in. We do a thanks, coach. Well, actually, Travis is a free agent, so he could not be coming back next year, you know, because that guy's out there today. And so, you know, that right there, I think, is the final kind of nail in the coffin of the career, if you will, of Travis saying, the Chiefs. I hope he comes back next year for the Chiefs. Not for us, not we, the Chiefs. And I thought that was very telling yesterday. I think a lot of people thought that was very telling, you know, yesterday by Travis Kelce. And that's why I think it's so important for the next three games to get him involved as much as possible, because we probably only have three more games where we're watching number 87 play.
I think it is one of those things where, like, when you think about what is, you know, the situation, and, you know, maybe this is it for him, and maybe he's, you know, going to go down guns a-blazing and have one to, you know, kind of do it on the way that he wants to do it on his own terms. And I know that we all say that, well, it's kind of sad that Patrick Mahomes won't throw him the last pass.
You know, they can recreate that on opening day next year at Arrowhead Stadium. After Travis retires, he can come back and be honored on opening day, and Patrick Mahomes can throw him a pass, and they can put his damn name in the Ring of Honor on opening day next year. Because we know that ain't going to be no Thursday night game.
Nope.
So opening day next year, you put Travis in the Ring of Honor if he retires, which I believe he will. You put him in the Ring of Honor, and you have Patrick Mahomes throw him one final pass at Arrowhead Stadium right before the game starts. You want to talk about emotions at Arrowhead Stadium on that game day? Holy crap. I'm feeling it right now, and I just made it up. Because that's what they should do.
Yes.
You know, next year at opening day, you honor Travis Kelce, put him in the Ring of Honor, let Patrick Mahomes throw him one more pass out there on that Arrowhead field for a touchdown. People will go nuts. The place will lose its mind. It'll be the coolest thing we ever did see.
I know that I'm hard. And then he will bang the drum and break the stick.
That's right, and bang the drum.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Taylor can sing the anthem.
We had a texter point out correctly, too. He's 99 yards away from becoming tight end two all time. On receiving yards. So.
Oh, wow. That's out there as well.
Yep. 99 yards behind Jason Witten.
Yeah, so. 99 yards and a Witten ain't one.
Damn right. And the Chiefs will have one and two. That's pretty cool.
Witten is who he's going to pass.
Yes. Tony G is by far.
Yeah. I didn't know Witten was number two. That's cool.
Played forever.
And then he came back after a bad TV stint.
Yeah. Jason Witten's second with a little over 13,000.
Yeah.
Tony G's got over 15,000.
Yeah. Nobody's catching him. That's cool, man. Awesome. I didn't realize that. Good pull by the text line. Yeah.
Very good pull.
So, it's all about Travis and making sure he gets 1,000 yards and he becomes the second leading tight end of all time.
Yeah, we'll
There's no excuse for him not to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Seriously, three games? Come on, make it happen.
We'll get back into some running back talk. Plus, we'll talk about how Vegas is all in on Patrick Mahomes. We'll explain here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.